This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union, has died at the age of 91. He waged a losing battle to salvage a crumbling empire, but produced extraordinary reforms that led to the end of the Cold War. The Central Clinical Hospital in Moscow said in a statement that Gorbachev died after a long illness. No other details were given. Though in power less than 7 years, Gorbachev unleashed a breathtaking series of changes. They quickly overtook him and resulted in the collapse of the Soviet state, the freeing of Eastern European nations from Russian domination, and the end of decades of East-West nuclear confrontation. Ukraine claimed that it destroyed bridges and ammunition depots and pounded command posts in a surge of fighting in the Russian-occupied south, fueling speculation that its long-awaited counteroffensive to try to turn the tide of the war is underway. Russia said it inflicted heavy casualties in return. The clashes took place in Ukraine's Kherson region, where Moscow's forces rolled up major gains early in the war. While independent verification of battlefield action has been difficult, Britain's defense ministry said in an intelligence report that several Ukrainian brigades had stepped up their artillery fire in front-line sectors across southern Ukraine. Ukrainian authorities kept the world guessing about their intentions, sidestepping talk of major counteroffensives over the past couple of days. Again, Ukraine is now claiming to have destroyed bridges and ammunition depots, and they pounded command posts in a surge of fighting in the Russian-occupied south, and it is fueling speculation that its long-awaited counteroffensive is underway. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Vatican says that the Pope clearly condemns Russia's war in Ukraine. We get more from AP correspondent Walter Radcliffe.
The Vatican moved to defend Pope Francis from allegations he hasn't come down hard enough on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Last week, Ukraine summoned the top papal diplomat to complain about recent comments by Francis about the death of a national Russian TV commentator. In a statement, the Vatican said Francis clearly views the war launched by Moscow as senseless, repugnant, and sacrilegious. Francis has said he wants to go to Ukraine if that would further the cause of peace, but so far logistics have made that trip impossible. I'm Walter Radcliffe.
U.S. President Biden is forcefully defending the FBI as the agency comes under criticism for searching Donald Trump's Florida home. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says threats on agents and their families are sickening.
For simply carrying out the law and doing their job.
In a Pennsylvania speech, the president again urged Congress to revive a federal assault-style weapons ban, noting a similar weapon used to kill young kids in Uvalde, Texas, did so much damage, their parents had to supply DNA to identify them.
DNA! To say that's my baby! What the hell's the matter with us?
It's the first of three trips in a week to his native state as the president and Democrats try to blunt a Republican bid to parlay concerns about crime into a midterm election advantage. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Chancellor Olaf Scholz says Germany is well prepared to tackle a possible energy shortage due to Russia's squeeze on European gas supplies. Now, fears are growing about the rising energy prices that will hit consumers across the continent this winter. Scholz says gas shortages or storage facilities are already fuller than they were at this time last year. Germany expected to pass more measures soon to help consumers cope with steeply rising energy prices. Russia's state-controlled energy giant Gazprom further reduced gas deliveries to France on Tuesday, raising fears that Moscow might cut off gas completely as political leverage over the war in Ukraine. Baltic Sea nations announced a sevenfold increase in wind power production by 2050. And recapping our top story, Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union, has died at the age of 91. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.